What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show.
This is episode 2 of the Sports Podcast. So
it's been a long time. It's been about 3 months. So I'm going to get right to it. Talk about today's topic is going to be Jordan versus LeBron James. Everybody know that I'm a Jordan fan and would always feel that Michael Jordan, Zion Williamson can have a better career than Michael and LeBron at the same time. And I would still pick Jordan because Jordan was pretty much of a influence to us as young kids. Like, everybody wanted to be like Mike, like they said. Like, for his shoes, from the way he walked, the way he shot the ball, the way he did his free throw routines. Everybody, you know, the jerseys, the snapback hats. Obviously, like I mentioned, the shoes. Not too many people want to be like LeBron James. But this is not to bash LeBron James. LeBron James is pretty much, he's a good player, but he cannot compete with Jordan. It's like, it's night and day. He don't have that impact that Jordan had when he was in his prime. Like, Jordan could carry a team and win championships with like nobody. And LeBron James couldn't do that. He needed to do the super teams and, oh, yeah, let me. And then he made all-stars into role players. He don't really make role players into impact players. But a lot of people say, oh, LeBron make these people better. Yeah, he'll make them better. He'll make them win a championship, but that's it. He'll make some superstars, or not superstars, but all-stars. Or yeah, you can call them superstars. He'll make one or two that, you know, that couldn't win on their own, but their own team, he'll win a championship. But Jordan, you look at all Jordan's teams, all their players was not good. And a lot of people talk about the competition. The competition was, like, above the roof. It wasn't top-notch, but it was some good competition with the Knicks. You got the Pacers. Like, all the teams, like the whole Dream Team, except Christian Leighton, they all went to the NBA Finals. All of them. You can search all of them, except Christian Leighton, went to the NBA Finals. LeBron James, okay, what his competition was Steph Curry, like Paul Pierce, and like it was so funny. LeBron never went to the finals with Kobe. Everybody wanted to see that. Now, if he would have stole one for Kobe, then it would have been good. Rest in peace, Kobe. But even Tim Duncan got two over LeBron. Tim Duncan got two, and I think, obviously, Steph Curry never got three. And LeBron got four. He got four, but it was four with super teams, or with teams like the last bubble. This was like a AAU tournament. Look at it, like, you go against Jimmy Butler and them in the NBA Finals. Shout out to Jimmy Butler, but that team wasn't the best team that you can go against. And you got an MVP caliber player on your team. You got the best available person. Anthony Davis was top three in a couple of occasions of MVP. So you gotta look at all these factors. But Jordan, you see Jordan's teams against his competition, they was tough. Like the East, they was tough. Utah Jazz wasn't as tough. They was tough, but they wasn't as tough as the. He went to seven games with the Knicks and the Pacers. Though, and the Knicks and the Pacers went to the NBA Finals. In 2000, the Indiana Pacers went to the NBA Finals. In 1994 and 1999, the New York Knicks went to the NBA Finals. So those teams was tough. Even the Orlando Magic, which I hate for a compassion. I hate those Orlando Magic team, that old 95 Orlando Magic team. I was, what, 8, 9 years old? As a little kid, that hurt your heart. When you see Michael Jordan, you had the chance to see him, because the first three championships, I couldn't see him at all. Like, I don't even remember. But when he retired, I got sad. But when he came back, I was glued on to that TV like it was nothing. I remember the game-winning shot he had against Atlanta Hawks. And he did the fist pump and ran out the court. Man, and then the double nickel against the Knicks. He had some good games, but what really hurted me the worst was that Magic, that second-round Magic, when they beat him, when Nick Anderson stole the ball from him. Oh my God. And then at the end, like game six, I think it went to game six, and they lift up Horace Grant like he was the King Almighty. He was the Jordan killer. And I hated that. Then that next season, he came back and swept the Magic. So I feel like when you get that rush, like watching Michael Jordan, you didn't get that same rush watching LeBron James. I don't get how people get that same rush. But my opinion, it's just like when you see Rose, when people see Rose play, it's almost equivalent of seeing Michael play. You see Michael Jordan hit like 3 or 4 in a row and take over games like Derrick Rose used to do. We Chicago guys, that's the Chicago Bulls thing. Like, I can't get that excitement. I really couldn't get excited with LeBron. Even when he was with Cleveland, I was trying to get excited, but he always had somebody to beat him. So, my opinion, I think Jordan is the best. He's the greatest of all time. Take it or leave it. I'm in it. I'm making it short and sweet. Jordan, I'm taking it all the way. Thank you.